Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Chris Black was just giving us the Titanic pep talk, like the movie Titanic. He said, make every second count, boys. You only got 30 minutes here. The Sox and the Braves are going to try to play. Braves don't want to come back.
Well, I can understand that.
I can understand.
I mean,
it
it's
too.
Not a deluge. If this was, and it's just a sprinkle, and every once in a while you'll see a snowflake or two come down.
It's not bad. It's
you
not
can
terrible.
Play through this.
I think they're going to try.
On a normal day, if it was 65 degrees and this is the kind of precipitation you had, this is what they would try to play through.
We'll be out of here in 30. Connor's going to have your pregame show. Waddle and Sylvie after that when the game is over. If they do get the whole thing in, Black and Abdallah. Later tonight, it's Carmen and Yurk. You can watch us in our State Street studios. You can follow on YouTube. And the shows are going to be getting their own individual YouTube pages. So you can, like, follow the
That's
Carmen and Yurko
intriguing. That's
YouTube
very intriguing.
Page. It was explained to me. I don't, you know, Marvel, I don't know.
Yeah,
but it was explained to me,
you
ESPN
don't understand
Chicago
the Marvel
YouTube.
Right, will be Marvel.
Is Marvel, and we're like Captain America. I said, I don't know what that
the
means.
The individual shows. The individual shows will be the characters.
Like somebody's Iron Man.
In it, yeah.
Somebody's Spider-Man.
Like Doctor Who.
Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Isn't it Doctor No?
No, it's Doctor No. Is it Doctor No or Doctor Who? The guy that goes through the
I don't know. I guess Doctor No is a James Bond movie.
It could be. I don't know. Whoever it is. It's Brendan Cumberbatch. Or Brandon Cumberbatch.
Benedict, I believe.
Benedict Cumberbatch?
I believe it's Benedict.
Benedict?
Dr. No.
That's who it is.
Maybe it
no.
is Dr. Now. Dr. Who or Dr. Now?
I don't know.
Dr. Who is the British show, right?
Okay.
Dr. No is Bond.
Dr. No is a Bond movie.
Then who's Brendan Cumberbatch?
Who's Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's Dr. Strange.
Dr. Strange. There we go.
Good job. You're a Marvel universe.
Well, I was trying to get it. I know who the actor was. I didn't know what his character was.
Fan?
He spins a circle and just jumps into another dimension.
It's all silly. Yeah. Yurko, by the way, you know, I sometimes think in the moment they're a lot funnier than when I relay these stories on the air, but just not 10 minutes ago, we come downstairs off the elevator, and today is the day, and I got to say, I'm slightly annoyed when they do this, but, you know, we've all already purchased $100 worth of Girl Scout cookies.
Right.
I mean, how many Girl Scout cookies can I buy?
Right, friends and relatives.
From my niece, from the neighbor, from the cousin. I mean, you know, not for nothing, but
you go to the store and they're camped out front of the store.
Exactly. And you feel guilty if you walk by without buying them. Now you park them in the lobby at work, at a place of business.
They've been doing this for as long as I've been
and
here.
I'm annoyed by it every year. This is
Why?
A Larry David thing. Because you feel like a jackass walking by, but I've already spent over $100 on
You've
Girl Scout cookies.
$6.
I don't
bucks.
Want any more Girl Scout cookies.
But well, you buy a box. You do what Yurko did.
I bought a box for Girl.
You bought a box for the boys over here.
They're already gone.
You buy a box for you put them upstairs in the break room.
All right, I'll buy a box on the
you
way
got
up.
Six,
I mean, it's
you've
somewhere
got
it's got to
bucks.
End, though, right? I mean, my God.
You wouldn't spend $6 for Peacock, so I kind of get it.
That's true.
I completely agree with you, Carm.
I'm more willing to spend $6 on the Girl Scout cookies, but don't we pay? At some
it's
point,
annoying.
You got to cut it off.
So am I a bad guy? As I walked into the lobby this morning, I pretended to get a phone call so I didn't have to talk to them.
Oh, you did what you do to the people that are ACLU outside.
I went, hello?
That is totally.
Oh, yeah.
David.
Oh, okay. I'll be right there.
Be right
I walked by and I did not engage with their nonsense.
That is great. I love how you're actually like turning to some sort of an excuse.
Well you but, can't. You guys know you can't walk by and say hello.
You feel like a jerk
and just walk away.
Yeah, but I mean that's like a,
you want to buy some cookies.
So it's a little annoying, but we get down. So we're coming off of the elevator to come into the State Street studio.
Today.
And Yurko, and I'm like on Yurko's in front. I'm trailing Yurko, but he stops. Yurko's a mess. He's gonna buy some.
I go, how much?
So he stops. There's a 9-year-old girl sitting at this table. Yurko goes, how much? And she goes, $6. Yurko goes, American.
Well, here's okay.
I just want American money. That's all.
That's great.
No, I'm ahead of him, and I burst out laughing.
That's great. Here's the thing. I agree, but I also I don't like what they're doing here. Okay, first of all, the cookies have gotten more expensive. They used to be $5.
Yeah.
Now they're $6.
I remember when they were $4.
Okay.
I mean,
not only that, the cookies have gotten smaller.
Oh yeah, they're
also,
small.
Also, there's a sheet or a piece of like poster board in front of their desk, and it says. One box, $6. Five boxes, $30. 10 boxes, $60. That's not a deal.
That's not a deal.
The break?
That's yeah, not a deal.
It should be. It should be.
The break?
It should be like 5 boxes for $28 if you're going to do right.
I mean, give me a deal.
5 boxes for $25. 1 for 6, 5 for 25.
I was stupid. I'm looking at the sign. I'm like, 5 boxes? That's 5 divided by 30 divided by 6. That's 5. But no. What are we doing
Where's
here?
Where's my discount? Deal? Where's my deal?
I don't know. But Yurko is a mention. I believe the cookies are already all gone. Did you eat that entire thing?
Box of thing? Yeah, but remember, they're smaller. Right?
Yeah, but that's a lot of sugar, Yurko.
They're more expensive and they're smaller.
Did you really just eat that entire thing?
I will let you know, I took off half of the cookie part and combined two cookies to eliminate all this.
Okay.
And then some. Yeah. So I think I've done actually a nice job.
How many grams of sugar?
Do they call it shrinkflation? Is that what they call it?
Shrinkflation.
I think that's a real thing. People are talking about like a bag of Doritos now.
I call it sticking it to me.
Fewer Doritos in them.
It's been happening forever.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been happening forever.
Google it.
Yeah.
Carm,
really?
Google it. There'll be
a Big Mac is
shrinkflation.
Smaller.
Look at a Twix bar or a Snickers bar.
Your Big
They're
Mac
all smaller.
Is smaller.
Everything is smaller.
That's why they don't sell the quarter pounder anymore, because the third pounder don't really sound good. That's bigger, though. One third is bigger than a quarter pounder.
One third
the
is bigger.
Burger. The what fifth, about the
yeah,
fifth
there you
burger?
Go, the fifth there burger. Yeah, one third is definitely bigger than a quarter
fifth
pounder.
Fifth burger. The fifth burger doesn't roll off the tongue like a quarter burger, you know?
Yeah.
Quarter pounder.
Yeah, it looks like.
Fifth pounder, not so much.
All companies are doing it, man.
Yeah.
10 chips. That's all they're putting in there now? 10 chips?
See, right?
10 chips. I mean.
10 chips.
The hell's going on, Carm?
I don't know. The world's crazy.
Strict quality control, Carm.
The world's crazy.
Hey, we could be in Canada. It's even worse up there.
I don't
understand how they do it. You think it's a deal? You're giving me 6 boxes for $30? That's not a deal, kids.
Well, no. I mean, if you're going to advertise it that way, I'm with you. There should be it should be advertised as some sort of a deal.
Right. I remember we should just steal Girl Scout cookies, you know? Just steal them. They cost nothing.
You know, you could do that here. They have all the cookies waiting in the hallway.
Yeah, you
can just walk by and lift a few.
You could probably outmuscle a 9-year-old, your guy.
No, seriously. Boxes, take them to the truck.
They're in the hallway behind where they're sitting, so no one is looking at them.
So just grab them. What are we, the Sopranos now?
We're going
to start knocking off Girl Scout cookies.
They're in a cart that has wheels. You can just walk away with the whole cart.
You can get a $6 bottle of wine, can't you? Still have a decent bottle?
$6?
Yeah. With all the softeners.
Like 10 or 12?
With all the softeners. They put in American wine anyway.
What do they put
they
in
get
American
it
wine?
Taste good.
Really?
They get anything to taste good.
What? I don't know. You know something I don't. What do they put in the wine?
What do you think? It's all natural?
Softeners, Downy.
So what? I just told you, softeners.
What kind of softener?
Febreze. I mean, what are you doing here, kid? Come on.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. That can't be. Something shady in the American wine making industry?
No, that's been approved by the FDA, Carm. As long as the FDA puts its stamp of approval on, they're not doing anything wrong.
What do you mean a softener? They're doing the
softener, something to make young wines taste good.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm going to say that
you guys got me Googling all kinds of things.
People are saying this in the Twitch chat. They should set up in better spots. There is a dispensary up by me where they do set up shop.
That's smart.
In front of the dispensary where, you know, you get whatever you need. And then you get
you get
the munchies.
That's
you
pretty
get your
smart.
Weed, you get your shrooms, you get all your stuff that you need.
I don't think they sell shrooms yet.
Somebody does. I saw Shroom Teller, man. I had myself a dollop of that.
I went.
I mean, literally like Nutella, but made with shrooms inside of it too.
Really?
And all you got to do is take a dollop of that, and there you go.
What do they call that? Microdosing.
About 25 minutes later, you're happy.
Not for
things
me.
Are very vibrant.
A couple of quick things we want to talk about before.
At the slightest of things.
From the mushrooms?
Yeah.
Does weed make you chuckle?
No. Weed makes me sleepy.
Makes you sleepy?
Yeah.
A couple of things we want to talk about before we're out of here at 12:30. And the White Sox and the Braves are going to try to play. The White Sox got a win last night. Man, Crochet, first two starts has been great. There could be two things to look forward to here on the South Side, other than the milkshake, which... Now they're going so far as to like, I don't know if you saw the pregame show yesterday on TV.
Yeah.
I happened to, as the game was about to come on, I happened to flip it on and I had noticed that Chuck and Ozzy were at the ballpark. They put like 6 milkshakes in front of them for the TV. I mean, they're really pushing this milkshake thing.
It's the only thing you got to push.
You've got Crochet, Robert, and the milkshake.
I think you buy a $75 ticket for a chance to buy a $17 milkshake.
I think
what a deal.
Yeah, I know. You might as well buy $6.
I'm in for $92.
Yeah.
I'm in for $92. What a deal.
And if you happen to be there on a day Crochet pitches, you really could be treated to something fun. I mean, because he's looked great in his first two starts. The milkshake is awesome. So, yeah, they're pushing it. They'll try to play on the south side. The Cubs won again, too. There's some NFL news today. Pretty significant trade happening in the NFL.
Breaking news? Do we want to go to Sounder?
Well, it's been like an hour and a half. No longer so, breaking. Yeah, I wouldn't call right. it breaking.
I love the Sounder.
And at this day and age, even if people are at work, you get alerts on your phone. Football fans have probably heard the news. And it was trending this way as the season went on in Buffalo. Go look at the last 6-7 weeks of Stephon Diggs. Something wasn't quite right. Stephon Diggs has been traded to the Texans. Boy, the Texans going big this offseason, knowing what they have in C.J. Stroud and their young, cost-controlled quarterback and how good he is. They're like, okay, we made the playoffs and we're going.
So which one of your young receivers has to sacrifice now? Right?
Yeah, Tank Dell's going to be coming off injury. Nico Collins is still, only going into year four, I think? Yeah. So he's still pretty young. You know, we were talking about it upstairs. The Bears could have had Keenan Allen or Stephon Diggs, it looks like. I'm fine with the choice the Bears made. There's a little bit more long-term certainty with Diggs, and he's a year younger, although there is an out in his contract after next year. There's a potential out. I don't know what their long-term plans are for him down there, but there is an out in that deal that he signed.
They didn't exactly get what the Kansas City Chiefs got for their wide receiver, Tyreek Hill. No. So the compensation wasn't kind of close at all.
Not at all.
By any stretch of the imagination.
The compensation was the Bills get a 2025 second-round pick from Minnesota in exchange for Diggs, a 2024 sixth-round pick, and a fifth-rounder next year. A second, a sixth, and a fifth.
Buffalo sending that back.
Is that? Yeah, I guess I read that.
Yeah, take a look at it. Read it.
Yeah, you're right.
Read it.
You're right, Yurko.
They only get a second-round pick. They're sending them Diggs, a fifth-rounder, and a
sixth-rounder.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
So when I say it's not exactly the Tyreek Hill trade, no, it's not even remotely close to being a Tyreek Hill trade.
Yeah, is that the way that reads?
I had to read it three times myself.
The Bills will receive a 2025 second-round pick via Minnesota in exchange for Diggs, a sixth-round pick, and a fifth-round pick.
So,
yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds. They're getting a second for Diggs, a fifth-rounder, and a sixth-rounder. Isn't that the way that reads?
How does that read, guys? Are we misinterpreting that? Are the Houston Texans sending two draft picks?
I thought it was
just a second. They're sending a second.
For a second. And the Bills, that's what I meant. The Bills are sending Stephon Diggs and two draft picks?
Yes.
For a second.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely not what you thought you'd get maybe for Stephon Diggs when the whole thing started.
No,
right?
But it's still second rounder.
Yeah.
And if you have multiple picks and you've got a bevy of them, then it's not that bad.
I think you're right. I think I misread it at first or just misinterpreted it. The minute you called that and you look at where the punctuation is, right. I think you're absolutely
from
right.
Schefter, the Bills are getting a 2025 second round pick from Minnesota, which was now the Bills.
Right.
The Texans are getting Stephon Diggs, a 2024 sixth-round pick, and a 2025 fifth-round pick.
Punctuation matters.
Yeah, it does, absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. I think I just breezed through it and misinterpreted it, but that comma matters, and so you're right.
It's not Tyreek Hill by any stretch of the imagination.
No, and it's not what Stephon Diggs originally went to them for. Think about that.
I saw a play against Cleveland on X. A play against Cleveland. The guy comes off the edge. He's scot-free. Flushes Josh Allen out of the pocket. Josh Allen runs to his right, desperate heave down the field, right? And Stephon Diggs comes down with the catch behind the secondary. And the little quip on the top was, this was all Stephon Diggs. When it really wasn't.
It was
quarterback scrambling out of pressure.
Right.
And rolling to his right on the run, throwing a ball that was pinpoint perfect into the ball that Stephon Diggs was running and just caught. And they said it's all Diggs. And I think that was kind of a dig at Diggs.
Oh, I got you.
Who's taking a shot at him because he used to come to the sidelines and just rip into his guy all the time.
I got you. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Believe that? Actually. That's twice now they've been happy to get rid of him.
He's awfully good.
He's awfully good.
Yeah.
But two teams have been able to say, thank God he's gone.
Yeah, and again, like the Bears maybe even kicked the tires on something like this as they went out in the market looking for another receiver to add. And you know, I think the way the Allen thing came together was pretty obvious, and they've been forthright. I think both sides have been forthright in how that came together so quick when the Bears realized there was an opportunity, they pounced. Maybe they had no idea that this was available, but I think these teams know. They all talk. I'm cool with the Bears approaching it the way they did. Keenan Allen's a year older. Keenan Allen's probably better for young quarterback than Stephon Diggs. No disrespect to Stephon Diggs, who is a good player, but like Yurko just said, probably looking at two franchises right now that have been he's been good for, but they're almost like kind of relieved in a sense. Like, we don't want to deal with it anymore. We just don't. But Houston's willing to, and I think it's a sign that Houston realizes the position it's in with a good young quarterback, potentially a great young quarterback, where you've got this incredible cost control asset now for the next at least 2 years. You know, now you can start going all in, right? Like, hey, let's do everything we can. We made the playoffs and he's a stud. Like, let's do everything we can.
Right. This
and
is the time
and
for
like
them.
That's what yeah. this offseason has been like for them so far. I want to read you something about the Bears from The Athletic when we come back. And then I have maybe one little piece of baseball trivia for you. Sound good? That sound good, kid?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we'll get out of here. Connor's coming up with DJ and Len for pregame for the final game between the White Sox and the Braves. And it's going to be a wet, chilly, and soggy south side, but they're going to try to get this game in. 312-332-3776 if you want to ring us up real quick. It's Carmen and Eric. We'll be right back.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
We'll have a little more time tomorrow to spread our wings because we're out of here in like 10 minutes for White Sox pregame. They're going to try to get this game in, Sox and Braves, right here in your home for White Sox baseball. Sox got their first win yesterday. Paul DeJong with a big home run late. Kopech was pretty good again. Made it a little tight in the ninth, but luckily nothing that came back to haunt the White Sox. But really, the story continues to be Garrett Crochet through his first two starts. Cubs won again. They continue to slug. That Rockies team is terrible. They'll play the final game of that series a little bit later on the north side, weather permitting. But, yeah, we can get after some things a little bit in greater detail tomorrow, some more Bear stuff. And, by the way, on Friday, Yurko, former Bear and longtime quarterback in the NFL, Chase Daniel will join us. He's doing a lot of YouTube stuff now. A lot of film breakdown. He likes Caleb Williams. I was watching one of his most recent videos do some tape breakdown of Caleb Williams. I thought it was good. He said he'd come on to talk Bears. And he knows the Bears. You know, he spent 2 years here.
Yeah.
And he kind of knows some of the things that have always historically gone wrong and what he thinks about the organization being in a position to finally do it right and develop a quarterback the right way and what he thinks of Caleb. So on Friday at about this time, at about 12:35, Chase Daniel will join us to talk draft and talk Bears quarterback and stuff like that. We told you Diggs got traded to the Texans. New mock draft is out, and it's from our friend Field Yates. He's got a full two-round mock. Of course, the Bears don't have a second-round pick right now, but he does have the Bears taking Caleb Williams one. Here's how his latest mock goes, Yerk. Bears take Caleb. Jaden Daniels two to Washington. Drake May three to New England. And depending where you look, you still see a lot of this, you know, in some order, May and Daniels. 2-3. Marvin Harrison to the Arizona Cardinals, and then a projected trade, Yerk. Vikings eye their quarterback of the future. So the Vikings come up, take the spot occupied right now by Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers, and the Vikings draft J.J. McCarthy fifth. So that would be four quarterbacks in the top five. That's good for the Bears. Giants select Malik Nabers. Titans select Joe Alt. It seems like there's no way he's getting past the Titans. Dallas Turner goes 8 to the Falcons, and the Bears take Roma Dunze. And I would still love that.
And that's a good thing.
I think it'd be a great
You're
scenario.
Happy.
I'd be happy.
Yeah.
I think it would be great. Brock Bowers goes 10 to the Jets to round out the top 10. And then he's got Latham as the second offensive tackle off the board and not Fashanu. He's actually got Fashanu as the fourth guy off the board to the Saints. It's always it'll be interesting as much as we're all going nuts about the quarterbacks. And there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks. You could have four tackles in the top 12 or 14 picks, probably the top 15 picks. And we're gonna, you know, you'll forever
inexpensive,
and break those guys down. Like who turns out to be the best?
Inexpensive linemen are good also when you're paying your top tackles $24 million a year too.
That's very true. Here.
So there's nothing wrong with having an inexpensive tackle.
Yeah, that's very true.
Four tackles, and it just means, like I said, defensive tackles. They were going. There's no defensive tackles in this draft.
Yeah. The first one he's got, I'm assuming, is going to be Murphy, not a dominant one.
No dominant one.
He's got your guy, Chop Robinson, going in the top 20, Yerk.
Yeah, I'm sure he should.
And then Byron Murphy, 21 to the Dolphins, and there's your one defensive tackle.
Any type of move, having that speed, that 4.49 speed.
Yeah.
Any type of move, just one counter off the speed rush coming off the corner.
Yeah.
Makes him a dangerous pass rusher.
The Athletic did an exercise here grading teams' best and worst moves to this point of the offseason, and that wrote about the Bears. I think they sort of, the exec that they talked to here is sort of in your camp and some of the others that thought the Bears should have just held on to Justin for a little while, waited for an injury. They write, the Bears' Justin Fields exit strategy isn't going to matter long term if the next quarterback succeeds, but trading Fields for a 20-25 six-round pick that can become a fourth is what we have to evaluate for now. They almost got bullied or gave up, one league executive said. Their asking price was probably too high initially, and then when they realized that the seats got filled, they had to lower their ask. I don't understand why they would make that trade, because if somebody has an injury or doesn't get the quarterback that they thought they were going to get, the ask will be higher. The Athletic goes on to write, ending the Fields era before, presumably, the Williams era begins, makes for a cleaner transition. Williams will be better positioned to succeed than Fields because of the skill set. And then they write a little bit about the good work they did in getting Keenan Allen and how helpful he can be for a young quarterback. So
the good move was Allen. Bad. The departure of Fields was awkward.
Like and one exec in the league said they gave up too easily. They should have held it. More in your camp.
Yes.
Like, go to camp with them. Wait for somebody to get hurt, which inevitably, invariably, somebody will.
It's going
to
happen.
Yeah.
And then you've got the one guy that's available. Not everybody has a guy that's available.
No, he would have been one of the best. Well, he would have been the option left, I guess, when you think about it. Carson Wentz just signed, but Fields is a more intriguing option. He signed to be Mahomes' backup. I don't know if you saw that. Break glass in case of emergency. Let's face it, anything ever goes wrong with number 15 in
they
Kansas City.
They need a receiver
City.
In Kansas
They're
City.
They're toast. They do. Who knows what's going to happen with Rashee Rice now?
I mean,
he's in a little
thinking?
Bit of trouble.
What
are
you thinking?
Right? What are you thinking? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I was young once, made dumb decisions.
I know.
I remember driving over 140 on a highway one time.
You know?
Not the brightest of moves, you know, by myself. So kids are young. Kids make mistakes. And that kid, he's a young adult. Young adults believe they're invincible and they're impervious to anything.
You're right, Yurko.
So he probably made a dumb mistake, and it's probably going to cost him. If I'm his insurance company, knowing that he was driving recklessly, I'd say, I don't cover that. No, you can cover it. You've got the means.
He's
you
got
can
the
cover
means.
It.
Yeah.
You cover it.
He does have the means in a sense.
Because you weren't using the vehicle under the requirements of the law.
Yeah. Can I give you one quick.
Please do.
Baseball thing? You know how my mind works. I was just thinking.
Give me whatever you want, baseball. I'm ready.
And listen, calls wise, you know, like, Eddie, guys, call tomorrow. Oh, are you the guy you hit with the golf ball?
Adam Hague.
He called. He's going to call back tomorrow. We got a full ride tomorrow and Friday. So.
He called.
We're just truncated today because of White Sox.
He doesn't have to give his side, but I'm sure he's going to just give his recollection of what he remembers and what happened that day.
Here's my my weird baseball. Not weird, just like my random baseball thought.
Because we all agree, I hit him.
You hit him, yeah.
There's no gray area.
Here's my random baseball thought of the day. I remember sitting at the bar Monday. We were at Bernie's for Cubs opening day. Yeah. The Rockies are in town. And we were off air, but I said to Jesse, you know, Jesse covered the glory Cubs run. Those are the glory years for the Cubs, Yerk. 15, 16, 17. Remember how good Chris Bryant was. I said, man, Jess, what happened? You know, I was like, and, you know, Jess talked to me for a little bit. And then he said some stuff on the air, too. But Jesse talked about it off the air a little. And what a fall for grace. But I did a quick search here, Yerk. So Chris Bryant, his first 3 years in the league, 15, 16, 17. He was an MVP. He was a rookie of the year. He was, I think, seventh in MVP voting that third year. I looked to see. So he had 18.3 wins above replacement his first three seasons, Yerk. And I looked to see how many guys historically have ever had at least 18 wins in their first three big league seasons. That's a six-win season you're averaging, you know. That was the cutoff. 12 guys have done it. 12.
12 guys.
What's going to be really amazing when I read you this list is Mike Trout's on this list with the fourth most wins ever in his first three seasons. And in his first season, Yerk, he played 40 games. He played the fewest number of games out of anybody on this list, and he's fourth. That's what's so incredible about Mike Trout. Number one, Ted Williams, 23.6. Number two, Albert Pujols, 20.8. Evan Longoria, number three, with 20. Mike Trout, in like 100 fewer games than most of these guys, 19.9, fourth all time. Paul Wehner, who was a pitcher for the Pirates, I think, in the 40s. I wasn't familiar.
Not familiar.
Fifth. Not a pitcher. Excuse me. A second baseman. These are all position players. I don't know why I said pitcher. A real Adam Abdallah, old-timey baseball name. I've never heard of this guy. And number six on the list is, Adam's going to love this, Snuffy Sternweiss.
I never heard of Snuffy Sternweiss.
You don't remember old Snuffy Sternweiss?
Old Snuffy, what?
Oh, Snuffy Sternweiss was out there. You know what he did? He had a dip the size of a basketball into his in his lift. He was on the snuff is what he was on.
He had as many wins in his first 3 years as Joe DiMaggio. Like, what? Snuffy Sternweiss you to know, Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio got all the glory, but you know who had all the guts? That Snuffy Sternweiss.
I guess so.
He had all the guts. And guess what? He was one with the lasses as well. Syphilis.
Matt Chapman, Carlos Correa, Chris Bryant, Eddie Matthews, Wade Boggs. Those are your 12. Most of them are Hall of Famers.
Yep.
And Bryant just fell off, Yurk. He's on that list. 12 guys all time. It's just crazy. And it's my random thought with the Rockies being in town. He doesn't have a hit this year, Yurk. He's like 0 for 16.
On the struggle bus.
To start the year, it's wild. Thanks to Black and Abdallah. They're on later tonight. White Sox baseball's coming up next. We'll see you for a full ride tomorrow, and we'll have a bunch of fun. We will really have a lot to get after. And Chase Daniel will join us to talk Bears, quarterbacks, and draft and things like that on Friday to wrap the week. Enjoy White Sox baseball. Maybe they can make it 2 in a row. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Carmen and Yurko making your lunch break extra delicious.
Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Braves and White Sox series wraps up today at 12:30 on your home for White Sox baseball, ESPN Chicago.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Hey, we're back. I was like, let's open the gates and then call it. Let's sell some of those milkshakes. And then we'll call it. That was weird. All right. White Sox had been postponed until June 27th. Not like all their games, just this game against the Braves. Has been postponed until June 27th.
It's great to be back.
That was weird.
I got to recharge the batteries. You got to restart the engines.
Restart the engine.
I'd cool the engines down. The Carmen and Yurko engines, I'd cool those down.
Well, we got more time to talk about all the fun stuff.
Gave it the effort that was deserved for the 28-minute show that we had.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, the White Sox quitters, not surprised. It's okay. Quitters, not surprised.
Eddie's right back on the line, too.
Can't find a way to get things done. Can't have the intestinal fortitude to go ahead and play one out. It's going to be a little mucky. It's going to be a little bit of murky. It's what are you hoping for, a bigger crowd on June 27th?
Yes.
Good luck.
Yes.
Good luck.
There's no school on June 27th, Yurko.
Good luck.
How dare you?
What is this team going to be at that point? 3-what?
They'll have
3-what? What will they be? 3-what? 3-45?
They'll have 20 wins.
All right.
At that point.
Oh, you believe they'll have 20 wins at that point? Come on.
I'll take that back. 17. 17. Hey. They'll have 17 wins.
The 17-win juggernaut going to be bringing them in over in...
It's 2 months from now.
In beautiful... God, what is the mayor's neighborhood? Bridgeport.
It's in Bridgeport.
They'll be coming out...
It's 2 months from now.
They'll be coming out of the cellars in Bridgeport trying to get up there.
Oh, man.
All right, can't wait.
Either way, we're back. Engines again. Yeah,
either
we're back.
Way, we're back.
We get a full ride. You get a full dose of Waddle and Sylvie. Black and Abdallah tonight. Yeah.
You get everything. You got everything. I think
we talked already a little bit about the Diggs trade.
Yes.
You know, two pretty high-profile, big-name receivers have been traded this offseason. And I think the Bears came away on the better end for what Keenan Allen can bring to this team and what he can mean to a young quarterback, I think is quite important. Stephon Diggs is probably Stephon Diggs is a pretty big home run hitter in his career. You know,
a disgruntled home run hitter,
but a disgruntled and often
disgruntled, frustrated, somewhat frustrated young man.
Right.
Keenan Allen only becomes available because the LA Chargers are in cap hell.
Correct.
Their top four guys: Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, the two defensive ends on their team, Khalil Mack and Bosa. Those guys were making so much money that they had to do something.
Correct.
And they either restructured to say goodbye to those guys, right?
Yes.
Keenan Allen goes goodbye. They say goodbye to Mike Williams. The other two guys redo their deals. That's the way they get underneath the salary cap with a chance to contend or to be under going into the draft. So maybe they'll be able to find some stuff as they move forward. It's the only reason Keenan Allen is available.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what you got to look at. Diggs becomes available because he's a little bit of a pain in the ass to them.
Yeah.
So that's the second time a disgruntled wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, ends up getting moved. Will Houston be his final spot?
They've got a quarterback
They got a quarterback that's capable. They got a young.
What if he comes in and all of a sudden he's not the guy getting open and the other guys are getting open and they're seeing more of the targets than he is?
Yeah, and there's an out in his contract after next year.
And if they're winning games, does he become disgruntled there because of that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's Houston's problem. I don't care about it. Chicago has what they have in Keenan Allen. 32 years old. You're probably going to end up addressing wide receiver in the draft, whether you like it or not, because I believe one's going to be there for you at 9. And there you go. There the Bears go. 3 wide receiver, 1 guy that's old, DJ Moore that's the legitimate stud, Keenan Allen that's up there, but a veteran receiver, a route runner, there to help Caleb Williams, right? That's what he's there
for. That's why I think Bears did so well in getting Keenan Allen.
No excuses. Yeah. No excuses this year.
Yeah.
No excuses. Caleb Williams will have all the weaponry he's going to need to get things done.
Yeah, that's where you're at. I think that's why they did well in getting a player like Keenan Allen, even though he's probably not too much in their long-term plans, and they should still be eyeing wide receiver in a very deep draft class. They should still be eyeing wide receiver come the end of the month, and I think they will be. Correct me if I'm wrong here. Stephon Diggs traded to Buffalo for a first-rounder. They used that first-rounder on Jefferson. Do I have that right? Isn't that the way it worked out in Minnesota? Like, they basically replaced Diggs with Jefferson. Didn't it work out that way, or am I misremembering that? We need Viking Scott. I thought that's the way it went.
It sounds like that. It sounds right.
Right?
You know, it sounds correct.
Because he got traded for a first-round pick.
I've
got
to
go back and look.
Yeah.
Like, you talk about how it worked out. 37 touchdowns in 4 seasons in 66 games for the Buffalo Bills. Caught nearly 70% of the passes thrown his way. Averaged a little over 81 receiving yards per game, Yurko. Had over 5,300 total receiving yards in the 4 seasons he was there. And he was a Pro Bowler every year he was in Buffalo. So it worked out for the Bills to a certain extent, right? They won a lot of games, got in the playoffs. Unfortunately, didn't make as much noise as maybe some people thought they would a time or two. And who knows if just that defense can stop Mahomes once. In that playoff game a couple of years ago in Arrowhead, things could have been very different. At least we'd remember this era a little different for Buffalo, but it obviously worked out getting the player that they got, even though he was at times disgruntled and a little bit of a pain in the butt. He was extremely productive. And if I have that right, that they used that pick on Jefferson, you talk about the way that it worked out for both teams, because I thought that was the case, that one of those picks was used.
I'm trying to see what the compensation is. Unfortunately, every time I put Stephon Diggs to Buffalo trade.
Yeah.
And it's giving you today's crap trade. Now. It's giving me the crap now, so that's a little bit unfortunate.
It's giving you today's trade.
I don't know what I got to filter out to be able to get what I need, but that's disappointing. And one headline here, he wore out his welcome with the Bills.
On March 20th, 2020, the Vikings traded Diggs and their 7th-round draft pick to Buffalo for their 1st, 5th, and 6th-round picks in 2020. Yeah. In addition to the 4th-round pick, he quickly developed a rapport, blah, blah, blah. But then you got to go and see what that what that pick was, where it was, and if that was indeed the pick that got them Justin Jefferson. Are we breaking at the top of the hour, or we get to just go? Can we go?
We are not breaking to the top of the hour, Carm, I will take this moment to let the Carmen and Yurko Broadcasting Network know that we are going to pause for a 10-second ID right here across the Carmen and Yurko Broadcast Network. Here we go.
Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.